Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut and in our eyes. Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
Well, if you didn't know yet, now you know. I'm pregnant.
And not to steal your thunder, but so am I.
And now I get to say that Nicole's baby daddy, Artem, is back to host a hilarious edition of everyone's favorite game show,
Bella Brains. All right, here we go.
Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Bree, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
Okay, so this news may come as a surprise, but believe me, no one was more surprised than us.
Honestly, we're going to tell you all about it and opening up. So let's pop those mocktails.
All right, everyone. So today we are opening up a Bellajito, which is an actual mocktail mojito. Because Brie, why are we doing mocktails now?
We're pregnant!
Oh my gosh. Are your guys' minds blown?
Because I know mine still is. My vagina, uterus, ovaries, and mine is blown.
And you know what I love most of all about us being pregnant? Is now I'm not going to be the only one saying, because I'm a mom.
Okay, I'm going to try not to say that.
And you will, trust me. You're going to join the tired club 24/7.
You know what? Okay, you guys, we're going to start from the beginning to the end. Because Brie and I have been hiding this for about, well, for me, it's been about 14 to 15 weeks. Brie is a week and a half ahead of me, which...
What in the world?
For all of you moms out there, you all know you can't plan that.
You can't.
So I feel like, Brie, we need to start from the beginning with this story. We need to talk about how mean you were to me when you found out. Let's start from the beginning. Okay, so Brie, you start because you found out first.
I did, and you guys, it's actually kind of funny because Total Bellas caught all of this, not thinking they were going to get some of the best ending ever because we all were shocked, right? We were all like, oh, yay, Total Bellas is going to end on a happy engagement. How beautiful. No, twins found out they got knocked up. OMG.
You're married, so I got knocked up. You are having another baby.
Yeah, but still
no, that's how the world
up.
Perceives it. Hopefully I could change that.
I still feel like my husband knocked me up.
Yeah, he actually did.
So Brian and I, everyone knows, I've been very honest. We were trying for babies for about 7-8 months. I couldn't get pregnant, super stressed out. And I just figured, you know what? I meant to have one child. And it works.
And you wanted one after
I did.
A while.
And this is the thing. I'm a career woman. I look at my companies as my babies. My Frenchies are my babies. Birdie is my number one baby. Everyone's super needy in my life. And I'm just like, this is all I have energy for.
Oh, so, yeah. We hear that a lot because you're a mom.
Yeah. Super tired. All of it. And I literally just, I think it was the beginning of the summer. I just told Brian, I'm like, you know what? We're meant to have one kid. And Total Bellas caught it all. And actually this season you'll see Brian and I go through a lot in our marriage. It was really hard for us to open up, but we've had problems and some issues. And we want to be honest with everyone because I know marriage is really, really tough. And I want people to know, like, hey, Brian and I go through the same things. Everyone thinks we're this happy-go-lucky couple that goes through nothing. No, we go through a lot of stuff too. And
it got real this season. It got real this season. But I'm proud that you guys are showcasing it because so many people are going to relate because you're right. Every married couple goes through it.
Right. You totally go through that time. And I know they call it the 7-year itch, but you do where you're just contemplating life and like who you're living with and who you're making your life with. So saying all of that, Brian was extremely upset we weren't going to have another kid, but he was right there with me and supportive. So that's what we thought. We're like, we're not going to have a kid. Well, you know, you get into those moments where sex is so good, everything's magical, and you think, why the hell not? There's no way it could happen tonight. And then it did. And that's my story. We found out, what, a couple days before Thanksgiving? I was like, that's awesome. I don't get a drink all through the holidays. And I'm going to let Nicole tell you.
Didn't you tell Brian when he's like, you should take a pregnancy test? Did you not say to him, well, I feel like I should take it after the holidays?
Yeah, for sure. Because I was like,
because I
felt symptoms and I was like, damn it. I already bought this really nice wine for Thanksgiving. Like I was already looking forward to the Opus. I'm like, why don't I just take my test after? He's like, no, you're feeling symptoms. Let's do it now. And I'm like, damn it. I am 5-6 days late. I guess I'll take the test. And literally my reaction when I took it, I was like, aw, shit, I'm pregnant.
Well, I remember when you told me when I came into your kitchen, you're like, Nicole, guess what? And I was like, what? Never did I think you were about to say I'm pregnant. And I just remember feeling so shocked because you were so set on not having baby number two. And then you and Brian just, I know you guys tried for 8 months and then you guys stopped. So I was shocked.
Yeah.
And then what was crazy is 2 days later, I'm in yoga and I'm not even late on my period yet, but I'm in yoga and all I could think about was taking a pregnancy test and the vision kept popping up in my head, babies, babies. And I'm like, I don't know what kind of zen this is right now. I don't know if because Bree's baby thing is
on because we got that twin thing going.
We have that twin thing. So I'm like, okay, I'm very, very connected to Birdie. Maybe this is Bree's baby channeling in through my yoga session right now. But it wouldn't go away. And so after yoga, I just drove straight to CVS. I grabbed a pregnancy test. I went home. I didn't want to tell anyone. Artem was in the house and I went upstairs. I wanted to do it privately. So I pee on the stick, whatever you want to say.
And that's what you do.
Okay, yeah. So, which is already weird as it is because it goes everywhere.
Did you pee on your hand?
Yeah.
I always pee on my hand.
And it's like you're like trying to look in between your thighs to see like if you're hitting the thing, right?
Right.
And then making sure that you're hitting the stick correctly
long
for
enough.
5 seconds.
I always go longer than five because I always feel like my
counting
might
like
be too fast.
I felt like I drenched it and then I feel like it's already showing a sign.
Then you feel like when you drench it, you're going to ruin the result.
That's what
like
I felt.
I just drown it. Yeah.
I was like, well, we'll see. So then I go in the shower because it says it takes, I think, 2.5 minutes. When I got out of the shower and I saw
the two lines
that said I was pregnant, I think I said actually, oh fuck. And I literally sat down on the toilet and I just sat there going, what am I going to do? There's no way. I don't think this is right. I don't know. I was just in such shock. And then my first thought was, well, maybe I'm not going to tell Artem yet. I don't know why I felt
as if
that.
Your pregnancy would just go away.
Well, no, I just was like,
or because it was the holidays and you wanted a drink. Which
no,
one?
But I remember when I walked over to you, and then I was like, "Hey, Bri, I have to tell you something. Do you remember this?"
I do.
And
the cameras caught this, you guys, which is awful, but whatever.
So then I gave Bri a pregnancy test. I handed her my positive pregnancy test, and what did you say to me?
Oh my gosh, this is a nightmare.
Well, I think you might have used the F word. Maybe
I definitely
not.
Did not cuss. But in my defense, my sister came to me a day or two before and was contemplating life in such a way that I'm not even going to say it because the reality cameras caught it all. And so I'm going to leave it like that because I know.
I just was debating certain things in my life. I have
Right.
With the engagement, all of a sudden, like family was pressuring me about marriage and all this stuff.
No
and
one was pressuring you.
But when I
felt
pressure, I freak and I run. I'm literally the runaway bride. Sometimes I feel like
you're 100%.
I should have been casted for it because I feel like that's how I am.
You were too young.
That's
when the
right.
movie came out.
I know. But anyways, I was like that a few days before. So then I came to Brie.
So could you imagine sister, protective sister over
she
here?
She got so mad at me.
I was just like, dude, you just effed your life. Like me, it's different.
Wow. You guys. So I had Brie didn't really talk to me for a week. She wouldn't even let Artem come into her house for a week.
Because the
poor
thing is
Artem.
You guys got into the moment too and you let him.
Well,
and
let
you're
me
not
explain
on the pill.
That. So.
So the one thing
is how
everyone
I got
use safe sex if you don't want babies, because if you don't, you and your sister are going to be pregnant. Just
right.
Everyone, FYI.
Which, by the way, the pull-out method has worked for me my whole
me
relationship.
Me too, but I didn't pull out, and neither
well,
did you.
Okay, so you guys, two nights. So I go to the doctor. I find out that I have very high testosterone and very low estrogen, and I
which
have PCOS.
Makes sense.
Right. That's why I beat you in every sport and won all the awards.
Oh, yeah.
But so they told me that the day I would want to have babies, like I'd actually probably need help. So I was right now in the discussion of freezing my eggs. So.
And you see how long it took me to have,
right.
like get pregnant. So Nicole's like, I'm going to be even longer.
Yeah. So it was like right around Halloween. It had to be a day or so after. By the way, I love it because it happened at Brie and Brian's house, but whatever.
Oh, gosh.
While we were staying with you guys.
It's where mine happened, too.
So gross. So,
Jeez, should we have our babies at my house, too?
No. Sick. So, Artem and I literally two nights straight just got into the moment. I'm still trying to find the good word of him doing things inside me. How would you say that?
Well, I think the proper word is ejaculate, but everyone gets grossed out, but they ejaculate,
yeah, so,
right?
Ew. So I guess he ejaculated inside me.
Is that?
I mean, that still sounds so raunchy to me.
But it's not raunchy.
Okay, well, fine.
I think
so
that's a scientific
Artem
way
did
of saying
what
it.
You all know he has to do to make a baby. Two nights straight, just in the moment, because I'm like, I can't get pregnant. I need help. How did it take that quick? That's when it's meant
it
to be.
Must have been all the testosterone.
You got F you. And by the way, I got a fighter in my stomach.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. This baby's been kicking
not a
my
dancer.
Ass first trimester. No, I think it's a fighter. But but Artem was very emotional, and Artem's always wanted to be a father.
Now, do you think he was emotional because he knows everything that comes with it, or he was happy?
No, he was so sincere and cute.
I know.
Artem,
I'm kidding.
He's just such an amazing man. He really is.
And he'll be a really good father.
He'll be such an amazing father.
He reminds me a lot of Brian.
Yeah.
The patience, the sweetness.
Right. And he immediately knew he wanted to step up and be like, I'm going to be the caretaker of this family. I'm going to take care of this child. And that's what you want from a man. I was the one who was like, I need a week. He was like, embraced it immediately, like just loved it. I think that's what a lot of us women want from our men. It's
right.
like you want that reaction than the other reaction.
Totally.
Like, what are we doing? So that part's been amazing. But then you all knew, like, I got influenza B. And so what you guys all know now is when I got influenza B, I was pregnant. And why I got so sick.
Scared.
I was so scared. So I waited 3 days too long. I didn't realize that right when you get sick, when you're pregnant, you immediately go into the doctor. I did not do that because I'm used to my whole life just powering through, go sleep it off. On the third day, I couldn't move. And then it made me so scared for my baby. And so then I went into the doctor and I got tested positive for influenza B. And I don't know if there's any moms that are listening right now. If you've been through it or you know someone else, but it's very scary. Just to get the flu is scary.
Right.
But then on top of it being pregnant, we can't take the strong antibiotics. I'm in my first trimester, so you think of the miscarry and all that stuff. I was in bed 10 days, and my body, Brie, was at day six. The pregnancy started to reject the antibiotics, so I had to go back to the doctor to get on another antibiotic to keep then the other antibiotic down. It was so my first trimester, I'm not gonna lie, I was miserable having the flu.
Well,
and then Brie and I, our symptoms are identical.
Identical. You guys, we both, our first trimester, super nauseous, craving like
and
fruit.
Not just in the morning. All day long.
Yep. And I wasn't like that with Birdie. With Birdie, I was super tired and had a couple migraines here and there, but never felt nauseous, not once. This has kicked my butt. You know what I realized, Nicole? You and I don't do nauseous well.
We don't.
We're not good with it.
But you know, we've learned and have taught ourselves that we enjoy drinking, but we don't get to the point to always have hangovers.
Right.
And because we hate hangovers. I feel like my first trimester, I had a hangover every day and I wasn't enjoying a party at night. I was in bed at 8, waking up with a hangover. That was miserable.
Yeah, and but I have to say that that kind of keeps going some days when you're a mom.
Brie, by the way, loves to scare me. She loves to tell me that my sleeping life is over. She DMs me babies coming out of vaginas every day, which is so cool. She sends me the most graphic photos. And I'm like, I am going to be a first mom. Like, first of all, if any of you have been on the journey of Total Divas and Total Bellas with me, you know how happy I am that I am pregnant. Like, I have always wanted to be a mom, and there was a point in my life that I didn't think that was ever going to happen, and I sacrificed it and gave it up. So the fact that I'm pregnant, I am, it's emotional. I'm so happy. I can't believe I'm going to be a mom. And the fact that I'm doing it with my twin sister, I never thought in my life, and it's really freaking weird. But I will also say Brie has been so helpful. Like, I haven't even read a book because I go to Brie every day, 1,000 times a day, asking her every question.
And I'm not a pro, but I'm like, hey, this worked for me.
Yeah. And I'm like, if it worked for Brie, it's going to work for me.
And I failed at a lot of stuff.
But she likes to scare me.
I do. I mean, the vagina pics are so awesome. Like, I'm just
it's so messed up. Every night I pray because I do want to have a vaginal birth. But I'm like, please let it be easy and amazing and enjoyable. I mean, God is probably like, this girl has no idea. But every night I pray so hard.
And that's what I did. And it always goes way different than what you planned, but or it goes just as you plan. You never know. Your body takes over. But the one thing I do have to say, I never in a million years thought it would be possible that Nicole and I would ever. I mean, I thought, okay, we'll have kids together. Never did I ever think we'd be pregnant this close. And how it all happened. And, you know, it's...
Brie, we're a week and a half apart.
I know.
Which everyone knows who has had babies, that you can either be early or late. So technically, our babies could be born on the same day.
And because we're twins, and twins are just weird, I feel like our babies might be. Yeah.
So my baby is due August 6th, as of now.
And mine is due July 27th.
So we both are having Leos. Oof.
Little lions running around, torturing us.
Yeah.
But the best is, you guys, Brian and I are having a surprise. So we're not going to find out till the day the baby comes out. And I did have an emergency C-section with Birdie, but I'm going for a vaginal birth this time. We'll see if I can do it. If it doesn't happen, I no shame in my game. I'll have a C-section. I don't care. Healthy baby, come out safe.
Yeah.
But Nicole's going to find out her gender. And let me tell you something. Whatever my sister is having, it's going to make me feel like I'm having the same.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
I'm excited to find out. We were able to find out yesterday. And we're waiting for the actual baby reveal. And we want to have the moment with the family. We were tempted to find out, but we're like, okay, we're going to wait. But it's been great because the baby has passed all the tests. It's healthy. By the way, you guys, when we saw our baby at 10 weeks, and I've been getting my ass kicked. Like, it's taken everything from me. And my thighs are touching all the way almost to my kneecaps now, and that's really making me upset. I came out of the shower almost crying to Artem the other day, and Brie always laughs at me. I'm like, my hair's short, I'm so white, and now my thighs touch almost to my knees. And I'll like call Brie and tell her same. And she's like, you're pregnant. Lose your vanity. It's hard seeing your body change.
You're creating the miracle life. And this is what I tell my sister. It's not easy to get pregnant. Not every woman's lucky enough to have kids. So, okay, your body changes a little bit. You got to get over it because like, look at Birdie.
I know.
I'm so
grateful. But I'm not going to lie. Being a first time mom, it's a hard adjustment when your nipples are growing, your boobs are now getting into alphabet letter category that you never thought. I'm about to hit an F, I think, and I never thought in my life. It's made me want to get rid of my implants. And I'll admit, though, my first trimester, I thought I'd be a powerhouse and work out. When you're that nauseous, I increase my carbs so much. That second trimester is going to be a game changer because, you know, you feel different. I can work out. I have not eaten this much carbs since I don't think ever, because I've always watched how I eat and diet.
But you just got to go with it. You just, second trimester, you're going to feel great. And
I know.
The one thing is,
it's hard to see your stomach expand.
Well, do you just wait? Just wait. But Nicole and I are going to keep you guys all up with like our workouts. We actually came up with like a good plan to stay in shape, eating program. So we're doing all this and making fun mocktails because we all know the Bellas need some kind of.
We're going to make it a very,
our lives.
Yeah, we're going to make it a very fun journey. But can I talk about my baby real quick at 10 weeks?
Because
I interrupted myself. So when Artem and I went to go look at our baby at 10 weeks, my doctor was like, so they say that when you have the symptoms where you feel nauseous all the time, your first trimester, it's not because you're having a boy or girl. It's because you're having a strong baby.
Active too, right?
Our baby's back it looked like it was ready to go fight in the UFC. It looked so jacked. Like, I couldn't believe it. Artem and I both go, whoa. Even the doctor was like, wow. And the umbilical cord, she was like, I don't know if I've ever seen an umbilical cord so like thick and big.
Can you tell everyone what you did to me?
So they're going to think I'm so bad. So I made a joke, you know, told Brie that it was my baby's penis.
She's like, look at the boner. I was like, of course that's what you say when you send okay, your first
well,
ultrasound.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but when you see the photo, which I will share one day, everyone's going to think the same thing.
No, just you.
No, Artem thought it. And you know how many people have commented on it? Like friends that I've shared it with?
I know.
So you were the only one. I've said it to her and she's like, I don't get it. I'm like, you're so prude.
I did get it. I just wanted to write that to her.
You're such a bitch. All right, everyone. So yeah, Brie and I were pregnant
together. And we'll keep you guys updated on the podcast. Things we're craving, how life is going, who's gaining more weight. Just kidding. We're going to get compared. You know that, right?
I know, and it sucks.
That's why I said a nightmare, because
I'm already heavier than you. Well, I think because I have more muscle. That's what I told myself.
Okay. And can we just do one thing as we end this? For all of you who are drinking out there, we envy you. So cheers for you all drinking for us the next 9 months.
No, and cheers to being mommies. And, you know, speaking of babies, I'm ready to take you on, Brie.
Ooh.
Because next up is heel versus baby face. But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had? Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves? Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Welcome back to our new segment, Heel or Babyface.
In the wrestling world, heels are the bad guys and babyfaces are the good guys.
Each week, we're going to be the pop culture referees to determine if someone was being a heel or a babyface.
And our friends, Skylar Gray and Elliot Taylor, are back to help us with the Valentine's Day debate.
Ooh. All right, you guys, for this week's debate, is a guy a heel or a baby face if he doesn't want to pay for Valentine's Day dinner?
Heel.
Okay, wait. Who's going to start? You, Nicole? Immediately saying heel.
Strong. Strong opinion out of the gate.
Poor Artem.
What guy would ask someone to go on a Valentine's Day not thinking of, I'm going to take care of this bill?
Hey, I haven't even started my debate yet. Anyways, I do feel if the man asks you out on a date, 100% should pay. And I'm just going to go old fashioned for a second, even though, you know, there's a lot of feminists inside of me. But I feel I want to be treated old school. I want him to plan a day, a night. I want it to be about me, honor our love, spoil me, whether it's with massages, anything.
This is my cue to go.
No, it's your cue to plan.
Better come up with something good, Artem, on Valentine's Day, or you're screwed.
Oh, for real.
Okay, so Nicole thinks heel. So before I say mine, I want to hear from a couple because, you know, it's nice to hear from a couple with Valentine's Day. So what do you guys think?
Well, you're talking to a girl who bought a diamond and proposed to the man.
That is true.
So I don't know, because there's part of me that, you know, likes to be treated with the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
It, because it makes me feel really good about myself if you want to, like, take care of me or something. But at the same time, it's like, I'll step up and do it too because I want to show him my love. And
right. That's why we could, like, show up with a gift. Like, I would show up with a gift, but I want to be taken care of.
I want to take care of him. I want to take care of him equally, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I don't know. It's hard. I mean, is there, like, a split in this answer?
I agree.
She's like neutral.
Yeah.
I'm neutral.
Kind of like how I was a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And I can see that because I do feel like nowadays, us as women, we want to be treated the same as men. So I guess it's not fair for us to pick and choose. It's like, well, I want the same job as a CEO, but at the same time, he better pay the damn bill. So I get that. But then I think about sex. And I think if I'm having dinner and a man the whole time is like, I'm going to get laid tonight. Well, you got to pay. Not that I'm a hooker, but like, pay.
Amen.
We're going to call that the baby hill.
But the don't bleel. We all want sex?
We do, but I feel like yes. It would make me more horny if he took care of it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I would feel a little bit like if I paid and then knowing we were going to go back and have sex, I'd kind of feel like the...
Yeah, if he left
man,
me with the tab, I'm going to tie him up when I get home and whip his ass.
Yeah.
I like that idea. That could be great.
Yeah, that actually could be.
Whatever you're into. Whatever you're into.
And I guess it's weird for me because being married, all our money's together. So now I feel like when we go to dinner, it's like whoever pays, it's the same credit card.
Oh,
but I still
that's
want him
true.
To pull it out and not his penis.
Whoa.
Not at dinner.
TMI, girl.
I still want him to be, the first one to pay, yeah. Even though it's the same credit yeah. card.
Well, now yeah. we need
is
to hear
weird?
Elliot.
Oh, no.
Heel or baby face?
What's your opinion?
Well, I love taking care of Holly and, like, taking her out to a nice dinner and, like, you know, planning a party or a birthday or whatever it may be. But we're best friends, too. And I think if you start in a relationship like with a best friend and it's truly your best friend, it's like you don't always pay for your best friend. Your best friend doesn't always pay for you. So you guys like are homies. You're
yeah,
like homies first.
A lot of
we're
stuff.
Bros
yeah.
first. We're like two dudes or two chicks just hanging out like best friends first. And then everything else comes on top of that. But we go back and forth. I mean, she's taught a lot of that to me, though. I mean, in the beginning, I wanted to take care of everything. I was trying to be the
but
man.
But it kind of, honestly, aww. Because I make my own money and stuff, yeah. like it kind of makes me feel good to be able to contribute equally, you know.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do agree. I think that's why it's to have these special days like Valentine's Day. It's cool to just know like you're going to be spoiled. Maybe it's like, you know, that one time you get excited, you know, I can only imagine if you have a kid, you guys count down like bachelorette weekends and stuff like that. Cause you know, you're going to get 2 days of sleeping in, partying, can have a hangover without a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that was yeah. Valentine's Day.
So you're going to spoil me?
If you want sex for the rest of your life, no, you'll spoil me.
I'm in an interesting position because her birthday is right around Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so
really?
It's like,
when's your birthday?
February 23rd.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So Brian and our original
happy early birthday.
Yes, happy Fine. Early birthday. Brian and our original anniversary before marriage was February 15th. So oh, think how like screwed he was. Yeah, but we kind of always joined Valentine's Day and anniversary dinner.
Yeah.
So I guess he actually got lucky when we were dating. Now that I think of it.
See, like, I would totally want the French Laundry for Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh. All right, so let's do the final vote. So, Artem says heel.
Yeah.
Nicole, you say heel.
Yes.
Elliot, you say?
Bleel.
Bleel. So, you're neutral. Holly?
Bleel as well.
And now it's so weird because I'm kind of leaning towards bleel, which I was all about the heel. I guess for me, it's kind of like nowadays I say bleel, but I feel bad if there's a girl who's going to go on dinner and she's sitting there excited. And when the bill comes, the dude looks at her and pushes it her way and she's going to be devastated.
Make no mistake. If the guy is like, hey, can I take you out for Valentine's Day? And you're not in a relationship with this person. He should
100%
pick it up.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That is a new major.
It's like you're sending the invite.
So different. Yeah. Totally. We're all in like long-term relationships now. So it's like a little different for, I feel like.
So to our listeners, if you take a girl out to Valentine's Day and it's new and you invited her, pay the damn bill. So I'm going with heel. Three heels. So overall, your heel if a guy doesn't pay for Valentine's Day dinner.
I wish I knew about bleel weeks ago, by the way. It would have saved me a lot of confusion in my head.
Bleel is a new word on the Bella's podcast.
Just talk it
Thank you, guys.
We can figure it out. Yeah.
All right, everyone. We're going to go post a poll on our IG, so make sure to head there and vote.
And now it's time for Dear Bella's. Welcome back to our segment, Dear Bella's, where we give Bella-style advice to our listeners.
Because who needs Abby when you have two Bellas?
That's right. And here's today's question.
Hey, Bree and Nikki. This is Kelsey from Columbus, Ohio. I'm a mom of a 1- and 3-year-old. I rarely have time to myself, but when I do, I have no idea what to do. I'm wondering what you girls do in your free time to pamper yourselves. Love the podcast, love the show, and of course, love you girls.
Oh, Kelsey, one. Amen to you. A 1- and 3-year-old?
Wow, big amen.
That is. So, I mean, I'll let Brie get to how she pampers because I know you two will relate being moms and all. But for myself, just being a full-time career woman and really, you know, treating my career as my babies, I constantly work. And so for pampering, I am very big on a spa day. And I know sometimes they're not quite affordable, but I feel like if you can treat yourself to get your nails done or some type of massage is amazing. And at least for me, if I could go somewhere that has no pop culture music on, no Instagram, no social media, someone's handing me a really nice tea that they just brewed, some healthy food, I could dip in the pool, I could look at mountains, that is truly pamper myself. And a massage, because when someone touches my naked body, and I don't mean this in a sexual way, I feel so damn pampered.
I actually have to agree with you, Nicole. Kelsey, I have to say, you know, I think the one thing being a mom is like every day we're feeling rushed, like getting our kids to school or making breakfast and laundry, that actually when we get that free time, we're like, wait, what am I supposed to do? And sometimes it's doing nothing. It's taking a nap, makes you feel pampered. But for myself, there's like this foot massage place that's like right by me and they do like $15 like foot massage. It's the best 30 minutes I've ever gotten because they massage the calf and they really get into the feet. And I'm like, I leave there just feeling great. But also I was one of those people who hated going in the nail salon and I just couldn't wait to get out. And I do the shine and buff. So I just would try to go in and out. Now I literally pay the $5 or $10 extra to get the 20-minute foot or calf massage, the hand massage, massage my head. I don't care. I've actually learned how to enjoy the nail spa. And I'm like, Nicole, I need to get a massage. I need to go to a spa or I have to go hiking. I have to, it makes me like feel like I'm doing self-care.
I agree. Like for me, pampering is not about getting my hair and makeup done and putting on a cute outfit and going out for the night.
Nope.
That's sometimes like work. Pampering is truly just being my full natural self and like just letting my skin get touched and pampered.
And you know, sometimes maybe even going to a coffee shop or like getting tea. No, but sometimes I have to say, when you go to a coffee shop, you're almost like, well, I don't have to chase a kid. I don't have to like distract a child. I can literally just grab a cup of coffee and sit here in peace. That's like pampering yourself as a mom. Well, I guess I'm about to find out all of that. You're going to realize that pampering is about going to quiet places like coffee shops.
I'm still going to stick with my massages and all.
All right, you guys, if you want a chance to hear from us, give us a call at 833-Q-BELLAS.
Now it's time for
Bella Brains. But first, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it.
It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses. So if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social.
So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
This week, Bella Brains is hosted by Nicole's baby daddy, Artem Chavinsev.
First fiance, now it's a baby daddy. Wow, the names just keep coming. Thank you so much for having me for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show where we keep the score to see who has the stronger Bella Brains.
We're keeping track of who wins each week, and the first person to 5 wins a donation to their favorite charity paid for by the loser. The current score is 1-4. Bree in the lead, but Nicole making that comeback.
We'll see. I'm far in the lead.
Oh, really? Well, it's happened before.
So is Nicole going to make a comeback or Bree's going to take the prize? Let's find out. It's time for
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Okay, who's leaving the room first?
Nicole, you go first.
All right, I'll go this round.
Okay, so because it's award season, the topic is Oscars.
Uh-oh.
Do you know anything about Oscars?
No.
Good. That's why I gave you multiple choices. But the thing is, you only have one guess if I give you multiple choices.
Fine.
So rules established. Okay. When was the very first Oscars? 1924. 1929, 1935, 1941.
Wow. I'm torn between two of them.
Hmm. Well.
I'm trying to see what speaks to me more. Okay, I'm going to go with 1941.
That is incorrect.
Is it? 1924?
1929.
Oh, okay. Those weren't my guesses. Damn it.
All right. Question number two. First actor or actress to win 4 Oscars. Katharine Hepburn, Jack Nicholson, Meryl Streep, Marlon Brando.
I'm going to go with Meryl Streep.
Incorrect.
Marlon Brando.
Incorrect.
Who?
Katharine Hepburn.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Fun fact, 2 years in a row.
Wow, I had okay. No idea she won that many Oscars.
I know. Question number three. Film that won most Oscars.
I just have to tell you? I thought you said multiple choice.
No, this one's not multiple choice.
So a film that won the most Oscars.
And I know for a fact you know what that movie is.
The Godfather?
Not The Godfather, but I give you 3 chances. So 2 chances to go. 2 guesses more.
Titanic.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, it is Titanic.
I do remember when they like were sweeping it because it was like for music, cinematography, all these things.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go get Nicole.
All right. Because it's award show season, the topic is Oscars. Okay, question number one. What year was very first Oscars? 1924, 1929, 1935, or 1941?
And on multiple choice, you only get one guess.
Yes.
This is tough. There's 2 I'm thinking.
That's weird. That's what I said.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Same.
Exactly what I said.
I'm going to go with 1935.
Incorrect. It's 1929. 29. I mean, yeah, 1929.
That's the 2 I was going back and forth, 29 or 35.
Okay, question number 2. First actor or actress to win 4 Oscars. Katharine Hepburn. Jack Nicholson. Meryl Streep, Marlon Brando.
Aw, Marlon. that's really tough because there's 3 I want to say. Marlon Brando.
Incorrect. Last question. Film that won most Oscars.
Gosh, I gotta get this right so I can beat Brie. Okay.
But you don't get multiple choice on this?
You don't get multiple choice.
You get three guesses.
You get three guesses.
Oh, man. Titanic?
That is crazy. Yes!
That's it?
That is correct!
Yes! I got it right, too.
That is correct.
I thought I beat you for a sec.
Okay, you have a tiebreaker.
Is this just we blurred out or is there...
No, you just blurred out.
Okay.
Okay. What was, and I'm talking about the number of the last Oscars.
Oh, shoot.
Well, dang.
62.
I mean, if it's, gosh, if it's 20. Oh, no, that would have been 19.
66.
You're not counting.
No, it's
you know
71.
What?
72.
96. 91.
Yes. Nicole, how are you counting 71? You're missing 20
years. You say
1929.
Yeah. So add 71 years and then 2020, that's 91.
Oh shit, I was counting to the year 2000.
See, I was so confused. I was torn because I didn't know if you meant 2019 or 2020.
Oh, shit. I meant 20.
But wait. Can we all just realize something?
That I was counting to 2000 or that you just won Bella Brains?
I just won this series of Bella Brains, baby. So, Nicole, that means you will be donating to the Farm Sanctuary.
I gladly will be donating to them. But just be careful because I'm going to beat you on the next series because next week starts another edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Aw, thank you, my love, for hosting another edition of Bella Brains.
Now it's time for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
This week, we're answering a tweet from at VCollinsVA27. They write, who lost their virginity first, Nikki or Brie? Hashtag Bella Army, hashtag Bella's Podcast.
Oh my gosh.
This is a good one for this episode.
Are we allowed to answer this in public?
Of course we are.
Oh, well, you love it because I lost my virginity first.
You did. But how long did I come after you? I was like a year and a half after you or a year after you?
Well, how old were you?
17 or...
Yeah.
I think
you were 17. I was 15 and a half. Closer to 16. Because mine was in July and I turned 16 that November. That's how much I remember. Mine was on the 4th of July. Anyone who is that age, please wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
My situation, which actually will be out in our book that comes out, I go into detail about it because I sadly lost my virginity in a way that I didn't choose to.
Right. And I chose. There was a little bit of alcohol involved. I was on vacation. It was one of my close friends. So that was nice. And like he was a virgin too. I can only imagine our sex. And down at the beach. I know.
Oh, yeah. It probably was so bad.
I mean, everyone always wants it after prom with roses and candles.
That's how I envisioned mine.
Really?
I was hoping it was going to be after prom in a hotel room with candles and rose petals. That's what I was thinking.
That's for the
movies.
But
that's not what happened.
I know. You can never plan it, but it's just, I hope everyone has good experiences. Mine wasn't awful.
Yeah. And for the people out there, just wait for that special moment because it's crazy. You'll have a lot of partners in between or you might not. It depends, you know, what you believe in. I've had a lot of partners in between. You don't really remember everyone, but you do remember your first.
You do.
You were just asking me about the one guy the other day who I didn't even know. I can't remember his name. And I'm like, I slept with him and I don't remember his name.
I know. And I was like, you couldn't even remember his name when you were sleeping with him.
We won't get into that story, but that is correct. I blanked out twice when he asked me.
What do you mean?
He asked if I knew his name in the middle of it.
Because he could obviously tell that you didn't know it.
But I mean... Way to ruin a moment.
Poor guy. I feel bad for him, not you.
Well, you don't even know his name. Neither do I, so it's okay.
All right, you guys. That's it for this week's Bella Army Q&A.
All right, Bella Army, thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast.
And we're so excited that we got to share our special news with you all. And we cannot wait for you to join us on this journey.
That is right. And make sure to vote for the winner of this week's Healer Babyface on Instagram.
Tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBellas to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And special thanks to my baby daddy for being an amazing Bella Brains host.
Until next week,
remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink mocktails with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.